Now, you will have seen over the weekend a lot of coverage of the raid on John Gilligan's house, and you will have seen pictures of a gun found there that the Spanish police believe may be linked to the murder of Veronica Guerin. Jimmy Guerin, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Brendan. How are you?
Jimmy, when did you hear about the arrest of John Gilligan?
I was made aware of it in the media on Thursday, but then I was contacted by the guards on Thursday evening in relation to the statement that was to be released by the Spanish suggesting that the gun may be linked to Veronica's murder.
How did you feel about that?
To be honest, I mean, it was pretty surreal and weird, and you know, you start questioning what difference does it make, because, you know, the man who pulled the trigger died some years back. Gilligan himself has already been tried with Veronica's murder, and the man who drove the bike is serving a life sentence. So, I mean, if it was in the highly unlikely event that it was proven to be a gun involved in Veronica's murder, well, I suppose it would complete a jigsaw in ways for the Gardaí that they would have eventually found the weapon. But I think it's highly unlikely that it is the gun.
But it's not something that would bring you any, you and the family, any additional closure at this point, really, is it?
No, I don't see that, that. I mean, we learned nothing new. We know that Gilligan was responsible and planned Veronica's murder. We know who it was that pulled the trigger. So it's not going to provide us as a family with any more closure.
Yeah.
What it does do, though, I mean, we're coming up to the 25th anniversary. So the fact, the way the Spanish system, hopefully Gilligan will appear in Spanish courts to face trials sometime in June. And I think that would be ironic and would allow us all a certain smile. To see that
so you would take a certain satisfaction from that?
Maybe satisfaction is the wrong word, Brendan. Okay. I would certainly allow myself smile.
Okay.
And I would certainly think, you know, that Veronica would look down and think she's still been remembered and she's still causing them some difficulty. So that would, yes, bring a certain amount of satisfaction, if that's the right word.
You watched that footage, I presume, of the raid?
I did. I thought it was... It was very revealing. I was pleased, and I don't mean that in the wrong way, to see so much drugs and to see so much evidence and concrete evidence there against him, because it's highly unlikely that he'll walk out of the Spanish jail for many, many years, please God. And I think the fact that they were able to go and, with a metal detector, find, you know, a gun buried in concrete shows that there was a certain amount of intelligence. So I think the case against him is compelling, and I think the Spanish, you know, are very good in the way to pursue it. So, yeah, I look forward with confidence to the events as they proceed.
Okay, listen, Jimmy, good to talk to you, and all the best to you and all the family as that anniversary comes up. Thanks, Jimmy Guerin.
Thanks, Brendan.
So after the break, we'll talk about the US election. We're going to talk about it with Katrina Perry.
Email brendan@rte.ie.